Last year, there were about 70 students enrolled at the Park City School District Learning Academy. Associate Superintendent of Wellness Ben Belknap says they're trying to reset the referral model and meet the needs of each student.
Every child has a civil right to be educated in the least possible restrictive environment. And if we do not have a solid referral process that shows that we have supported this student to the best of our capabilities in the high school, whether it's through in a general education class or in smaller class sizes and through remediation, that kind of thing, that if we just say, oh, this kid's just not working out in my class, I'm going to make a phone call and get them over into this alternative education setting, that's a violation of that student's civil rights.
Belknap says there are several criteria for a student to go to the Learning Academy.
One primary thing is we look at, is the student in a crisis right now? Like a teen pregnancy, we would consider that. And in those events, the process is not so arduous for our teachers to demonstrate that they've done, you know, A, B, and C, you know, unsuccessfully before they can move them over. So that definitely isn't a faster avenue for those types of students.
About 30 students who were in the Learning Academy last year have been matriculated back into the core classes in the high school this year. Belknap says with 70 classes being taught each period in the high school, it's not a burden.
Our teachers on those off days are going into the classes with those students to help the teachers however they can, follow up with the students on assignments they're missing, that kind of stuff.
The new method for identifying which students should be in the Learning Academy will take this school year to establish.
We're trying to essentially reset this model to be sure that we've got all the supports in place in the high school, so we know that the students there are there because they are truly alternative education students and not just students that maybe are a little bit more difficult to manage in class. The teachers have traditionally been able to refer to a counselor who then can refer to the alternative school.
Belknap expects there will be 60 to 70 students enrolled in the academy by the end of this school year. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.